The former U.S. President Donald Trump says his home has been searched by the FBI. Trump said the raid was not necessary or appropriate, as he had been cooperating with relevant government agencies. Al Jazeera's Mike Hanna has more.
The news is coming to us from a statement issued by former President Trump. We've got no confirmation from the FBI or indeed any comment from the Justice Department on this alleged raid. President Trump has released a statement on his social media platform saying, "My beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided and occupied by a large group of FBI agents," he says. "After working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, this announced raid at my home was not necessary or appropriate."
Voting is underway in Kenya's presidential election. It's expected to be a close race between former Prime Minister Raila Odinga and the current Deputy President William Ruto. Voters are also casting their ballots in elections for parliament, county governors and assemblies. The UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East has warned the Security Council that the ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group is fragile. Tor Wennesland said any resumption of hostilities would be devastating. Russia says it's ready to facilitate a visit for monitors from the International Atomic Energy Agency to tour the Zaporizhzhia power plant in Ukraine. Both Ukraine and Russia have blamed each other for shelling the facility. Taiwan's military has held a live-fire artillery drill simulating a defence of the self-governing island. It follows days of Chinese military exercises in the air and sea around Taiwan, which are set to continue on Tuesday. China launched the drills in response to US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taipei last week. The European Union has tabled a final text as talks over reviving the 2015 Iran nuclear deal wrap up in Vienna. The United States says it's ready to quickly conclude a deal, but Iran wants a comprehensive review. And researchers are testing the first potential vaccine against tick-borne Lyme disease in 20 years. They're now looking for 6,000 volunteers to participate in trials. An estimated 476,000 people are infected with the disease in the US each year.